We begin a new week of news coverage. The northeastern U.S. has taken one punch from a powerful storm, and it's bracing for another that could strike midway through the week. Americans from Virginia to Massachusetts and every state in between are taking stock of the damage from a nor'easter. On the coast, streets are flooded and homes are underwater. At least 6 people have been killed. Over the weekend, shingles of roofs were peeled off by winds gusting higher than 90 miles per hour. That's the strength of a Category 1 hurricane. And one resident of Massachusetts says the beach is all over his front yard. But for all the problems it's causing, it's not unusual for a storm like this to strike at a time like this.
A nor'easter occurs within the most crowded coastline of the United States, the Northeast, and they can occur any time of year but are most common between the months of September and April. That's when weather conditions are prime for a nor'easter. You start with a low. It's going to travel from the southeast to the northeast and intensify. Nor'easters are strongest around New England as well as the Canadian Maritime Provinces. Now, we have very warm water in the Gulf of Mexico and all around the coast of Florida. It's going to warm the air above it, and that warm air is going to clash with very cold air coming in from the north. Now, nor'easters carry wind out of the northeast at about 58 miles per hour or more. And keep in mind, the wind direction out of the northeast is what defines a nor'easter. It's also going to cause beach erosion as well as coastal flooding and very, very rough ocean conditions. Now, not all nor'easters have snow, but some of the most memorable ones have dumped lots of it.
The National Weather Service says the next nor'easter could hit on Wednesday or Thursday. In addition to high winds and waves, heavy snow could also be a part of it. That's especially concerning for the places that were already damaged over the weekend. Last night, power companies said more than 400,000 people had no electricity. And to give you a sense of how unstable the first storm made the atmosphere, have a look at this jet trying to land in a crosswind in Washington, D.C., and how much the pilot tried to adjust before he or she decided to postpone the landing. More than 3,000 flights in and out of the Northeast had to be canceled. And the effects of this system were felt as far west as Ohio, which, like New England, saw large amounts of snowfall.